This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. A very good morning to everyone out there. Twitter, hit us there. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Welcome in our pal, our friend, Matt Clement. He joins former big leaguer. We love talking to him. Hello, Matt. How you doing?
Doing great today. Pretty cool. We're in the middle of June, and I can't remember the last time there's been like some Pirates buzz like there is in the air right now over the last couple of days. So it's kind of cool to hear in the middle of June.
Certainly. There's buzz over players. I don't know if there's buzz yet over this team and where they are in the standings, but there's certainly buzz over some individual players. Tell me, and you know what? We've talked a lot about how big he is. We've talked a lot about his skills and how hard the exit velocity is and everything, but I don't know if anybody's broken this down yet. And tell me about O'Neill Cruz and what you would try to do, because I'm fascinated by this, to try to get him out. Like, what holes do you see? Because I saw last night, I saw him swing at a sinker that bounced off the plate. And I see a guy that still's a little jumpy. He can hit the hell out of the ball and hit it, I mean, with a ton of velocity. What does a pitcher do for a young guy that seems jumpy but can hit the hell out of the ball? What would you do right now to try to get him out?
Well, I mean, somebody as long as he is, you know, you're in a major danger zone when you let him extend his arms. So, you know, when I'd answer these questions, I always revert to myself what I would do compared to, you know, somebody else that had different stuff. I would be throwing a lot of cutters in and sliders to chase fastballs out of the zone. It's funny you say that he swung, you know. It'll be interesting to see as the time goes how much he chases and what he does, because I've been kind of thinking about him and doing a little bit more research on him now that he's here. And the look, he reminds you like of Vladdy Guerrero Sr., you know, but Vladdy Guerrero Sr. used to hit that 96.
He may be the best bad ball hitter in Major League Baseball history.
Could have played cricket.
So it's funny you said he chased that, but I mean, it's just, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. You always have that time frame where the superstar comes up, and he is so unique. Another comparable, I was like, because it's funny, everybody's like, oh, put him at first base. We don't have a first base. And I'm like, well, he throws the ball harder than anybody in the whole major leagues on a second throw of his career. Yeah, it's hard to waste that arm at first base, but it's like a Corey Seager. Like, is he going to be able to stay at shortstop? Nobody thought Corey Seager at 6'6" would be playing shortstop, and Cruz is a superior athlete, you know, and probably a better arm. So it's interesting, but I think, me personally, I'm trying to tie him up and get him to chase stuff, just because of the excitement that he has being here and the major pop he has. But I think as time goes on, it'll be interesting to see how some of these big league pitchers do end up attacking him. But at the same time, credit to the Pirates. And, you know, I know the Reds are like the ultimate tank team this year, and the Cubs are right on their heels with tanking. But they're cleared 4 games of both those teams right now, and in third place. And I think everybody just thought the Pirates would be a 120-game lost season or something, breaking records and everything else. So yeah, they do deserve some credit right now, and that's it. They're hanging in there, and kind of, you know, I think everybody was complaining that they didn't start with Cruz up, and he's up there now. And you know, it's reminiscent for me, a comparable situation is, you know, there's all this build up for him coming up and the whole arbitration and holding him back. And we talked about that before, but like, I had that with Mark Pryor too. And it kind of, it kind of gives you a shot in the arm in the middle of June when that does come up, when the person comes up. He's such a hyped person. And, you know, it's two games in, nothing to get too excited about, but he sure is impressive.
Matt, we were talking a little bit yesterday. Gerrit Cole threw an absolute gem at the Rays down in Tampa the other day. And you know how many Yankee fans there are down there in that area. There are only 16,000 people in that warehouse of a ballpark, but there was a standing O for Cole as he walks off after one or two outs in the eighth when they finally lifted him. And I think we all agree it's one of the worst atmospheres for baseball in Major League Baseball, the Trop, I guess, is still the name. Did you ever have an opportunity to walk out there at that place and go, man, why are we playing baseball, as Colin has referenced it before, in what feels like a hollowed-out Costco?
I remember that the one line that I used to hear from different people, like they call it the flop at the Trop, because that was the kind of a nickname for stadium. I used to hear that other players would comment or different people, but it was a tough place to play. I would rather be indoors there than in the middle of in July in the middle of summer in Tampa in a non-retractable roof. But that was about the only bonus for it. But I mean, it is Yankees. I mean, that's Yankees town that Steinbrenner built down there for spring training. So that's not surprising. It's a Yankees festival down there. It's kind of like it was in Milwaukee with the Cubs. There's people. We had more Cubs fans in Milwaukee than Milwaukee had fans. So that's to be expected. But it's a tough atmosphere because it's indoors. There's nobody there. Balls are hitting the roof. And you know, they're hitting the game or hitting the ceiling and coming down and changing direction and everything else. And kind of a tough place, especially a team that's had that much success playing in that place and still not drawing the fans, even though they're going a rough go of it right now with some injuries.
Matt, the Pirates are trying to build to something here, and the hope is that all this young talent can eventually lead to some playoff success. When you got to Chicago in 2002, the club wasn't very good, but the next 2 years, obviously, you were. Could you feel that building, and is there a feeling in the clubhouse when that's happening?
Oh, there definitely is, and our situation was a little different because it was a situation where you saw this rotation come together that, you know, when you get a good pitching rotation come together, you know, and a few talented players around it on, you know, in the field, you can go pick and choose some veteran guys and like the Eric Karras and Mark Grzelcyk and the kind of people we picked and choose to join us. And then, hey, you're in the race. Let's go grab Kenny Lofton and Aramis Ramirez and put your team in a great situation. So you can kind of feel it. But we were in a unique situation where, you know, Kerry Wood's there already. He's an up-and-coming star and one of the hardest people to hit. Mark Pryor comes up. I got traded over there, and it didn't seem like, you know, I was going to impact the rotation, and I was able to really quick. And then Zambrano came up, and, you know, he basically came up at the same time. So all four of us came up together and were pretty successful. And you can build around that real quick when you have that starting rotation. I'd say that's kind of the next piece for the Pirates is they get a couple people in that rotation that they can really, you know, that they can really count on. And, there's been a lot of high draft picks and different things. I'm not completely familiar with the Pirates, you know, farm system. But, man, they grab a couple pieces in that rotation to put around some of this talent there. There is, you know, you can have a buzz real quick. And somebody, you know, when you have this ultimate, like, potential prospect, I mean, we talked earlier in the year, Cruz is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year. And even after he didn't make the roster out of spring training, they were going to hold him back till May or June. So this isn't something that, you know, that creates a lot that you can build behind. And some of these other guys have been playing really well. So hopefully they kind of parlay that into some success.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. All right, let's have a fun conversation here. We had on John Wehner, we have a John Wehner on every week. But a couple weeks ago, and today is going to be extremely hot here in Western Pennsylvania. It was hot yesterday. John Wehner said, and we were talking about this, he said, the hottest place I've ever been in my life, he said it may be the hottest place on earth, maybe a little hyperbole at play, was in St. Louis playing baseball in St. Louis, especially if it was like a Sunday game or a getaway day game. You played plenty of games in St. Louis. He said there were times in which at the old stadium that his feet would be so hot that they would hurt. How hot is a day game in St. Louis?
Well, I completely agree with everything he said. it was, go outside today or even like yesterday and then like put about, go to about 99% humidity with it and be at the hottest point in the day and at about 15 degrees. Because that's what it felt like in Busch Stadium on the turf. It was miserable. It was hot. It was, you know, I think about this, you know, you had mentioned it to me yesterday and I started thinking back. I kind of like the Midwest could get so hot. You had some days like that in Cincinnati when it was Old Riverfront Stadium and even in Wrigley, because we played all day games almost when I was there. And it becomes for me as a pitcher, it became a mental battle almost where I got to make sure that I was drinking so much water and had the pneumonia towel sitting beside me and the ice towels and everything else, like just to make sure you were going to be, you know, it was a mental battle that I have to be better than this guy on the other side. But the story of your feet feeling like they're burning, that's completely true.
What's worse, that or the cold, Matt?
What's that?
What's worse, that or the cold?
I think that the cold was worse for me because I just hated the cold and having to figure it out. And I felt like, I guess I brainwashed myself and I'll have the advantage. I'm going to be in better shape than the guys on the other team when the seat's there. I'm going to figure out a way to be in better shape than that other pitcher. Whether it was just a complete brainwash and I was teasing myself, I felt like that was an advantage. Almost, I did that at Wrigley. You know, obviously there's a lot of nice places to go out at Wrigley and eat and everything else. And you, after two or three day games at Wrigley, in the middle of a heat wave like this, I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm going home and I'm going to bed at time and these guys are in Wrigley and, you know, going to have a good meal and whatever the case may be and having to get up the next day three times in a row. So I think they're both pretty bad, but I always use the advantage of the heat. I try to use the advantage of the heat in my mind as I had an advantage in the game.
You know how, like, when you're driving on a highway and you could see the heat and it, like, it's wavy on all the way off in the distance, and you could see it kind of coming off the road. You know what I'm talking about? You just see that heat
on the horizon. Yeah, I can see it in St. Louis.
People said it. People have told me that outfielders, and I've had somebody tell me that was a big leaguer. They said if you stood in center field, you could see into the batter's box, you could see the heat, and they weren't joking around.
No, it was amazing. Like, everything he said is – I can't, you know, it's really rare to, like, him say all those comments, make all those things, and those things all went through my mind at some point.
Was there ever a guy, you know, Matt, I'm sorry to cut you off, was there ever a guy that was up there just sweating like a pig, and you said, oh, I got this big fatso?
I always felt bad for the catcher, because I remember, like, times in Chicago, and Todd Hundley in between innings just coming up in the clubhouse, just laying down in the clubhouse in the air conditioning because it was in between innings because it was like – it was so brutal. And, I mean, I used to leave the dugout in between innings because it was so brutal. But, yeah, no, there is – you know, the hitters get some break in between when they're sitting down in between. It's the pitchers that really – like, you get – I'll tell you where you bury yourself, and I know I did this multiple times in places like this. You go out there for that 35 pitch inning and you're done. You know, you if you can't get through those innings in like 20 or less, you go 35 pitches, next inning you're throwing about 8 mph slower and you feel like you're just out there in quicksand trying to get through it and you are done and the hitters know it too. That's a quick day for you and you feel even worse the next day because it just completely tears your body apart.
Well, there it is. So stay cool. Put the towels on. All the tricks. It's, and you know what's crazy too in Major League Baseball? It's the same tricks you use when you're like 12. Put the towel on your neck, fan, drink lots of water. There's nothing different. There really isn't.
Yeah, I wonder what it's. I wonder if there's anything new now. I mean, now that I've been out so long, there has to be some kind of a. There has to be some kind of a new thing that they're doing right now that makes it a little bit better. But I can feel you could. I was on the baseball field a little bit yesterday with my son at their practice, and you could just feel it there. And I came home and got in the house and it was like, get in the air conditioning. I'm falling asleep.
You know what blows me away?
It takes it out of you.
I drove by a baseball field. It was like a travel team practice or whatever, and they had shorts on, and it blew me away. I couldn't believe they had shorts on. I was almost mad about it. I wanted to stop and say, put pants on.
I can't let my kids do that. I actually, if there's The only way my kids will roll into practice with shorts in a real practice, you know, if it's just me and them out there, or they're doing something one-on-one or two-on-one or whatever, that's all right. But and they get mad at me. They would get mad at me at times. And I said, if it's not specific in the notes that say wear shorts today because it's so hot, then you're wearing pants.
There we go.
And then we get there, and they all look at me like, "What are you doing, Dad? I'm the only one."
Well, it is what it is. All right, Matt, great stuff. We'll chat next week. We appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.